a couple of hours, but in that time hundreds of kilos could be gathered. Rich in proteins and fats, Palola worms are the caviar of the South Pacific. This may be a short-lived feast, but living in the South Pacific means making the most of anything going. Every year in June, tiger sharks appear in the shallow waters around this scattering of tiny sandy islands. They've travelled hundreds of miles in anticipation of an event that lasts less than 2 weeks. And their timing is impeccable. Albatross chicks are sitting ducks. The sharks may have lost the element of surprise, but their high visibility will make little difference to the albatross chicks' behavior. Right now, the focus is on flying. For fledging albatross, that's not as simple as you'd think. The problem is the island's runway is a bit short, especially for a bird with one of the world's longest wingspans. The maiden flight often ends in a wet landing. And that's why the sharks are here. With their highly acute senses, they're onto the chicks within a few moments of touchdown. During 2 weeks of fledging, over 100 albatross chicks make the same fatal error, and the sharks take full advantage. In an ocean where food can be surprisingly scarce, this annual feast is something these sharks depend on. The size of many South Pacific islands means that food is often limited. The smaller and more isolated they are, the harder it is to survive. And in this ocean of islands, there's one tiny island that stands out. It's home to perhaps the most remote community of people on the planet, with a truly inspiring story. These men are from the island of Anuta. This fishing technique is unique to their island and essential when the weather is too rough for their boats. Octopus tentacles are used as bait. And it's very effective. Once a shoal has been found, dozens of fish can be caught in this way. The struggling fish are killed with a quick bite to the head.